DJ W Mobile.
WLP.
Indeed. Did I get that right? I've heard that call before. Where have I heard that call? My name's Dave. Who is this? Okay, Alexander. I just haven't heard you in a while. Oh, it's good to hear you on the air. How are you?
Hello, how about yourself?
Enjoying this warm weather that we're having up in the 60s in the afternoons. That's kind of nice.
I was outside just for a little bit today, and it was quite a nice.
Getting out, going out to scrounge up some grub, something to eat, and just threw my call sign out there. So what you been doing lately? What you been up to? Sounds like you're getting older fast.
My school and a few projects I'm working on.
What's all going? Are you liking it?
Good, you know, school.
Good time. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it's very brief. It doesn't last long at all. So enjoy it while you're there.
Some subjects. So we're homeschooling. So I kind of like the free time, and you know, I can do kind of other projects along with it.
Ham radio projects on the list of projects.
I'd like to look into finding an old like Heath kit that's never been out of the box. And try one. And in the summer, I'd like to get my general.
Good, to step up to HF, huh? That's good. I did that when I was your age. I built amateur radio receivers. I don't know that I ever built a transmitter when I was your age, but I did build receivers. I had one of them that I got as a kit, and I built it, and it wouldn't work, so I took it apart. I unsoldered everything that I soldered, and then I laid all the parts out, and I soldered it back together again. And I did that 6 times before I could get it to work.
Figured out what you did wrong?
Yep, times. That just was not right. And then on the 6th try, I finally got it right because it started working.
Expand my knowledge in that area of the electrical stuff, and I've also really been enjoying the HF. That's why you haven't heard me on. When I have the time to come up here in the shack, I turn on the HF and on the 10-meter band, and it's been pretty open and a lot of fun.
And Quincy's on HF that you're allowed to transmit on, right?
28,300 to 28,500.
And have you been able to be successful on those frequencies, establishing communications?
I've made to Brazil a quite a number of times, Puerto Rico, and I was lucky enough one day to make it to Spain.
Audio is dropping down quite a bit. Well, are you still talking into the mic?
Any better?
Volume up really high to hear you, because it just dropped quickly, and it's still kind of low. Is there anything that you did that made it change, like pulling on the mic cord or anything? Maybe you need to wiggle the mic cord? That was it. Whatever that was, you're back. I can hear you good now. That was super low, so it went back to the way it was before you wiggled it. So nothing came out that time. I mean, I could tell you were back there in the background talking, but it was so low I couldn't hear it.
Back up or down?
That's up. Whatever you got right there going on, it fixes it. And whatever you did after you fixed it the previous time, it broke again. So right now it's fixed.
That last, because I'm wiggling the mic cord, so I'm guessing that something has to do with it. Maybe I need to get a new mic.
You like holding the mic cable in the socket or anything like that? Is that what's making it fix? Are you holding the mic cable at the base of the mic?
Just holding the microphone and not really holding the cable at all.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But and usually the moving part is usually the mic cord, which is sometimes can be troublesome. But anyway, where were we? I forgot what we're talking about now.
recently, you asked if I was successful, and I said, yes, it was. I've made it to Brazil a few times, and I was lucky enough to make it to Spain.
So, with somebody in Spain? Well, congratulations. That is really good. Because 10 meters isn't that easy right now. It used to be that when the where we were at, I think we're only like two years into the next solar cycle, solar peak. So we're still kind of low. So that's doing good if you can do that. You did good.
Yes, that's been getting better. Some days are better than, you know, others on the band, but some days it's fairly packed. You can barely find a frequency to talk on.
Nothing going down like that from time to time. I know when I was young, it was at the peak of the solar cycle, and you could talk to Europe on a 10-meter handy-talkie. 10-meter handy-talkie for 5 watts, you could talk to Europe. That's how good it was when it was at the peak of the solar cycle.
Like that then? Oh, now, I mean, it's kind of still difficult. I have to pump out roughly about 80, 90 watts, maybe 70 to get to Spain.
That can't take all of 100 watts to get over there. But congratulations, you're doing good. Proud of you.
And I'm ready to step up to the general and do more.
Test that in? Are you getting ready to sign up for the next test?
Not yet. That's something that I think I'm going to do this summer when school's out. It's kind of too hard to do school and study for my general at the same time.
Good. That means you got your priorities straight. Schoolwork comes first.
Things, you know, that I'd like to do, and right now I just don't really have the time to devote studying the general, but I think in the summer I'll probably get it, because I'm also learning small engine repair, then more about electrical on top of that, and just a whole bunch of other things.
A lot on your plate. What kind of small engines? Like Briggs & Stratton, like lawnmower engines, or smaller than that, like radio control airplane engines?
The small, like, lawnmower engines, pretty much anything that I get my hands on to tinker around with, and I have a few lawnmower engines that I'm going to get from my great-uncle that need some work. One's a Ryan lawnmower engine, one's a push mower engine, see if I can get those running again. Then I've also been doing some work on a friend's 1966 Mustang.
66 Mustang, that's pretty cool. Has it got the inline six or the 289 V8?
Nice 289 V8 on it.
Well, I had one of those. It was a 65, but it's close enough. The fastback, the 65 with a 289 V8 in it, that was a fun car. I really enjoyed that car.
Old Mustangs. I mean, I kind of wish, you know, it was still back then where you had all those really cool cars and the old V8 engine rumble. And just the modern cars just don't quite have that same rumble.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's more like a whine than a rumble. But anyway, each one has its advantages. They get a whole lot better gas mileage than the old muscle cars, but you're right. The old muscle cars are hard to beat. And that 65 Mustang now is, in a lot of cases, if it's in decent shape, it's worth more than a brand new Mustang.
I've looked at them, you know, because I was wondering if I could find one to fix up for myself when I get to driving, but I looked and, like, give that up. I found a 1970, like, $10,000, and needed a whole lot of work. Like, rusted out, like, the distributor cap was gone, the carburetor needed, like, a whole new one, just a whole bunch of other stuff. The wires were all gone. So, yeah.
W4DJW, that sounded like it was just a frame. And that kind of money for just a frame for that particular car, it's really bad. Anyway, I'm over here at Zaxby's. I got to put in an order. And when I go around behind back, I can't hear anything. So I'm going to let you go. But Alexander, good to hear you on the radio again. And study hard. Do good in school. It'll be worth it. KO4ULP, W4DJW.
All right, good. Rest your evening. This is KO4ULP, clear.